Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Great Thursday. Not good Thursday morning. Not good morning. Great morning. I don't know. We've had a lot of big weekends, a lot of big days, but this is right up there. Now, playoffs and stuff notwithstanding. But we have got today, this morning, the Houston Open is teeing up. Teeing up in just a matter of minutes. The Houston Open, which is, is Scottie Scheffler? Yes. Is Wyndham Clark? Yes. Okay. Do we have huge names because the Masters is 2 weeks away? Yes. Is the course beautiful? Yes. We heard from Scott Sagenet this morning, our Australian buddy who's a caddy. He's caddying for Daniel Berger. We'll hear from him at 8 o'clock. Do we have Astros opening day? Yes. 3 o'clock right here at Minute Maid Park. Yes, we have that. Do we have the NCAA tournament? Yes, we have that as well. The Cougs play tomorrow night, the late game. That's okay. We can wait. Holy crap, what a great time. What a great time. And I just don't know how many Coors Lights I would be destroying if it wasn't Lent. It's Holy Thursday today. Happy Holy Thursday to you.
I know. Going to church tonight?
Going to church tonight and what?
I don't, what are you? What?
Oh, tonight's church. You're going to church tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Well.
You've switched.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't go to Catholic church anymore.
You're team less church.
No, I'm not less church. I go every week, but it's a different church.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not Catholic church anymore.
I'm going to the church of Jalen Green right now because the lead, it is a great day, but it's one of the reasons it's a great day is because the Rockets won what was probably their most entertaining game.
Yeah.
And frankly, to me, this is their best game from a standpoint of who they are, what they've become. Winning on the road again for the sixth time in a row. This is a team that couldn't win at all on the road. They've won 10 in a row, 6 on the road. They beat a very good basketball team without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I get that. So there's no, you don't have one of the top players in all of, in all of basketball. But with that said, Rockets don't have Alperen.
That and Chet Holmgren fouled out with 18 minutes.
Well, they fouled him out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right. they you know why he fouled out? Because they still had Because Chet Holmgren, the Rockets are, if you're tall and skinny, the Rockets are going to ruin
destroy you. Yeah.
Wimby, you didn't have a chance. If Manute Bol still played, Bol did have a big game against him earlier this year. But don't let them see Bol Bol now. Don't let that happen. Because if you're tall and skinny, you're going to get wrecked. And yesterday it was Chet Holmgren who the Rockets took it to him, got him in foul trouble. He had a couple stupid fouls too. But man, it was like, you can't pick out. Amen Thompson had such a bunch of just winning plays. You had Jabari Smith with no fear. It's Robert Horry-like with no fear on the big shots. And, of course, Jalen Green. Jalen Green, another huge game for Jalen. There were some times he had some bad possessions, but it was because he's fearless right now. He's playing with tremendous confidence. He took the ball in his hands, and there was a couple of possessions where I thought you got to let it come to you. But then there are other possessions where he's 1-on-3 on a fast break, pull up 3, bang, got it. And it was just a game with tremendous confidence, tremendous shot making in the extra stanza.
Well,
the overtime was incredible back and forth.
Well, yeah, and Dylan Brooks, his 2-3 to start overtime was tremendous.
I mean, so many guys that you could point to that had big games.
Yeah.
This is truly a team effort.
Jalen giving the ball up, Jalen in crunch time in a tie game, hitting Jabari in the corner. And Jabari, who didn't have a great game, knocking down that three to give them the lead, which they needed. They ended up going to overtime, but it, because of Williams' shot that when Amen should have fouled. Oh my goodness, that was such a mistake.
Terrible too.
Such a mistake.
You could see him on the sideline. Yeah. His head was down. He felt terrible.
He did. He had his orders. He had his marching orders going in, and he just let him take the shot, and he tied it up.
Nothing better than having a learning experience in a win where you don't lose because of it.
So much like the Cougs, where the dude hits a huge three, and you're like, oh my gosh, oh, you worked this hard. And they came and they hit the three, and now we got to go to overtime. And yet you came out firing. Dylan Brooks with those two threes to start overtime were just so huge. And you just outplayed him. You just outplayed him. Now, not having Shea, that was huge. That was big. But regardless, this team wouldn't. There is something different. Did you see after the game where they were coming in and everybody's going to the locker room in the tunnel? Tillman was there. The guys are jumping up and down. And Jabari said it in the post game. Jabari said it earlier this year. We wouldn't have won this game.
Well, no, he was asked by Vanessa.
Yeah,
if Vanessa, he said,
"What's
she
the
said,
difference?
What is the difference?" He goes, "Not every." He said,
"We didn't want to.
We
win.
We all want to win. Not everyone wanted to win." He made that point.
Yeah.
And I searched back again because I wanted to hear him say it again. I want to make sure I had proper context. He basically said everyone's buying in, but he also was talking about, you know, buying in and wanting to win is where they are now. Jalen Green has said this in post game. Man, I just really want to win.
Yep.
Like they're having fun winning games. You know what? It doesn't have to be about vibes and your pregame fits and all that. A lot in the parties afterwards. Winning is fun too. Playing at the highest level, playing meaningful, important basketball. You can do both, by the way. And the Rockets and Emay's helped turn it around. But what a gutsy win yesterday. What a gutsy win on the road. And, you know, I don't want to turn it into the Jalen Green show where you talk about, well, what do you do with Jalen Green now? I want to enjoy this because Jalen Green is playing phenomenal basketball. And decisions will be made after the year's over. But right now, Jalen is carrying this team. You have to have an explosive score in the league.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a great team, you got to have an explosive score. And he is their explosive scorer right now.
Yeah, and he's doing it all. Like you said, driving the lane and dishing. And
rebounding.
Rebounding. You know what started this was the rebounding. Yep. When Ime, it was a month or so ago, or maybe even a little bit more, where Ime talked about, Jalen had talked, he was asked about Jalen's rebounding. He goes, man, I took him aside. We showed him video of himself just standing there and not getting involved. All of a sudden, Jalen got himself involved in rebounding. And man, it just took his game to another level where I think he got more enthusiastic about the game something.
Yeah.
Now his shooting though is phenomenal. It's like it's night and day from what he was.
7 of 11 for three.
Again, what is the deal? How is he over 500? It's like for a month that he's over 500 from three.
Okay, why? I'll tell you why. Let me ask you this. Why do you sometimes do you not hit shots well and other times you get locked in? And because it can come and go in golf, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, focus. And
you get a good swing thought, a mentality where you know you're gonna hit it well, you're just in that zone.
Yeah.
It's not different for shooting. If somebody played a lot of basketball, there are times where you just get a good swing thought. I mean, it's very, very similar where you know if you catch it and get it off, you're going to make it because you're locked into the physical side. You're locked into whatever your mechanics may be. I think he's feeling very confident with his. And you know, a big part of putting, for example, is confidence.
Yeah.
A big part of shooting is confidence. It's a big part of shooting. And I think Jalen is locked into good quote unquote swing thoughts. He's got mechanics are working well for him, and he's not doubting himself when he shoots. It's a reactive state. It's not a thinking state, and that's why he's making three. And it's great to know that he can get into that state. It's not just a game. He's in that zone right now. Like, this is more of a consistent thing for him.
Yeah, but this
and when
is,
that happens,
yeah.
And you know, guys get better as shooters. Everybody that you look at,
but this is ridiculous how well he's shooting. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, there's
no way.
His new norm may be.
No way he can sustain over 50%.
No. I'm not saying that. But his new norm may be 38%, 39%.
Yeah,
that may be the new norm.
Yeah, but I wish you wouldn't compare how golf is so much more difficult than NBA play.
Well, he said a lot of egregious things. He just put Jalen above like a new god. He said, "You know what God says? No other god above before me, and he's already done that with Jalen. His first words were, "Jalen's kind of like a god," and now this.
Yeah,
it's a lot of blasphemy.
Wait,
in the
where
first
did I say that?
Very quickly, because John was talking about church, and then you know, and then
I just said Church of Jalen.
Church of Jalen.
Church of Jalen. Well, okay,
that's blasphemous.
Well, there are saints that have churches.
Oh, you've never been on Twitter.
He could
there
be a people... saint, not a god.
Saint Jalen.
Saint Jalen. He could be a saint. Ooh. Well, there's a lot of saints that have churches, so
it's a little early for them.
Yeah, so well,
Saint is his.
It is. He is getting a little. Saint, I mean, trying to compare a basketball game to
golf.
The great game of golf.
Saint of procreation.
It's the same thing.
It is appropriation.
No, he's I said thing. No. I said saint of procreation.
Oh, saint appropriation.
No, saint of procreation.
Oh,
saint of procreation. Oh, we don't know that yet.
That's
for the
sure.
The patron saint of procreation.
You're working off of some nasty rumors.
That's it, yeah.
That's nasty work you're doing, Del.
No, there's one
yeah, you're doing the devil's work.
One
right
of
now.
The things is confirmed. He is a new father. So.
Well, he is a new father, but we don't know if it's with all three everybody
claims.
I didn't
say anything about that. I just said
my wife was like, we're watching the game. She's like, now which one has been getting everybody pregnant lately?
Lately.
That one.
That, yeah, that one.
Jalen, you know, you don't have to have kids every time you have relations, like, you know.
Yeah, that one. Oh, he's cute. He's cute, I guess.
Yeah, no, he is. He's pretty.
He's a pretty boy. Yeah,
he is pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're getting back into this, too.
Well, he's not a god, though. He's not godlike.
But he has a church.
Yeah. Okay, he's spreading his seed, but...
Well, Jalen would say, didn't the Catholic Church say you're not supposed to have contraceptives because that's a sin? So he's like, look, just following the rules.
That's all. We ain't doing that. We ain't family planning. It's God's will.
Thank you.
I'm about to surprise you. What is Jalen averaging for the year? What's his points per game?
28, 29?
19.8.
What? Oh, yikes.
He was hovering around 18 for a while.
I knew you were
going
to overshoot that. By
well, what is he? What is he this month? It's 30, isn't it? 30 something.
I would have figured he was 23 points a game.
What is he?
What is he for the month of? Let me see.
31, 32.
Well, it's got to be in.
You got game.
This
you have to do is go to game log.
It's going to be for the month. It is going to be 28.5.
Really. Wow, that's what I'm looking at. Yeah, 8-19. Wow. Yeah, he, again, this is a relatively new circumstance.
You think about listen to this, 13, but he's locked in. Listen to this. His three-point percentage is by month. I'll leave out October's three games. November, 37.5. That's fine. December, 32. No good. January, 30. February, 26.2. And that's where it was really the roughest for me was – he shot 36% from the field, 26% from three, averaged 15.8 points a game. It was bad.
Yeah. What month was that?
That's February. That was last month.
Oh.
And then this month, he's shooting 42.9% from three, averaging 13 more points a game at 28.5. And his field goal percentage is at 50.4 as opposed to 36.8. And to your point about rebounds, John, this is the most rebounds per game that he's averaged this month. 6.1 per game is what he's averaging last month, 4.8. I mean, you know, there's been arguments about if you look at how Jalen played in December, January, and February, it wasn't great. But his March has been unbelievable. I mean, just absolutely spectacular. So you're having to kind of work through and parse through in your overall comments of Jalen. But the larger point I try to make to people is as everyone continues to update their Jalen and their Alperen, and how are we going to do? How about just enjoy Rockets win?
Yeah,
is about the Rockets winning. This isn't about one player.
So fun last night.
Jalen was phenomenal.
Before we go to break, considering what people have attributed to his success, does he have to have a kid every 4 months? Like, what do we need to keep this going?
It really inspires him. Hold on.
That's what we were told.
If this is inspirational for him,
he will go broke.
Watch out, ladies.
He will go broke. He will not be in the league for 3 years.
Oh, no, 40 million a year? 40
no,
million a
not
year?
Not for three.
At
first
this
all,
rate, okay. He's getting 50
all,
million
now,
a year.
Now let's subtract. No, you can't. There's a cap. Let's subtract.
No, this guy's making 50 a year. He'll be making 50 a year soon.
Not soon. He can't. He can't get into there until he's been in the league a certain amount.
Well, if he goes all NBA,
so
it
we'll
change.
Cut. Well, okay, he's not all NBA.
Well,
so
he will. If he continues to have kids, He's going to hit the. He's going to be the highest paid player ever.
No.
Yes.
We're going to cut it in half, and now we're going to start chipping into it with all these kids, and it's going to be.
What
a
are we cutting
tougher.
In half? What did he say?
His salary.
You never heard of taxes?
No. Okay.
How many Irish twins can he create in the next?
He was 7-11 from the 3-point line. Why are we talking about Irish
twins? I was told
the you're getting involved in this haterism. Yeah.
I was told because of the his child, he's at a new level.
He told me that.
We need to keep this going. Irish twins, let's keep that going.
We're not
going to
keep it going. There's apparently a few Irish twins.
Yeah, there are a few. At 7:15, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all got thoughts? Let's go. Not thoughts. You got thoughts.
Well, that's appropriate,
y'all got,
too.
That is kind of appropriate.
It's appropriate.
It is appropriate.
If y'all got thoughts, you can get in here, too. Let us know about your thoughts.
Tom, Eric, get your thoughts in here.
The first two I thought of.
713-780-3776. Right now, I got Chastain Ford. I got me some Chastain Ford. I really was thinking about it this morning, how I love my F-150 Lightning. It's my favorite vehicle ever. I was thinking about how I am a Chastain guy, and I'm going to be a Chastain guy forever. I really enjoy, because the car business, I mean, you've seen it before. I've been taken before. They want to. There's a lot of car dealerships that they just want to sell you a car. They want to get as much as they possibly can. They want to add on. And I've been the victim of it before, and it's not good. Don't be a victim. Get on over to Chastain Ford and be part of a family. You're going to be part of the Chastain family. That was one of the first things that they told me when I was going to start reading these, doing their commercials, was we want everybody to feel like they're going to be part of the family. And you will be part of the family. They've got the 2023s on the lot right now that you can't be better prices, up to $12,000 off, 0% financing on the Bronco Sports, but 1.9% financing on the trucks. 2023 new trucks. You're looking for the best way to get into whatever vehicle it is, new, used, whatever. Chastain Ford is going to give you the square deal. You're going to be part of the Chastain family. You're going to love the deal. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, there's a story about the Chiefs signing this rugby guy, watching the highlights of him. Holy crap. This could revolutionize the game. They get these big dudes from Australia coming in here. Holy crap. This guy can run.
You mean like
he's huge?
You mean like the...
23 years old?
The starting... Well, Jarryd Hyde, they had the 49ers sign one that they thought was going to be that a few years ago, and he didn't end up doing anything. The Eagles have a starting left tackle who had never played football, Jordan Mailata, who came over from rugby. Never played football, played rugby, and now he's their starting left tackle. Crazy. They got him in the like seventh round when they drafted him. This guy is a tremendous athlete.
Well, he's from Wales, not from Australia. It's close.
They're actually on different sides of the world.
Close.
Let me tell you, both of them would beat
white?
Your ass for saying
that. Is
that
what you're saying?
They look a lot alike.
The Wales people, the Welsh and the Aussies would beat you to a pulp.
I'm going
to
ask our caddy that's coming out, Scott Sajanek, is from Australia. I'll ask him about him.
You think he's going to agree that Wales and Australia are the same?
Close. He probably can't. He's confused by it, too. They all talk funny.
I just hope he doesn't call you that name they like to call people.
They both
Jim Jeffries?
They both do use that word.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes, they both use that word. Let's get
Chalky
Stafford in here to talk about Jalen Green. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776.
Stafford or Stanford?
Is it Stafford?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
What do you say?
I think it is Stafford, yeah.
It's me, Stafford. What's going on?
Yeah,
what's up, Stafford?
Man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I called in about 3 weeks ago. And I had, now I mean this with all due respect, but what is the name of the other guy on the show with y'all?
Dell.
My name is Dell.
Dell. Okay, Dell. All right. I've never been able to catch a name. I don't know if y'all remember, but we were talking about Jalen Green and, you know, all of the trade talk, and I was like, man, he's so young and this and that. And, And, you know, we were just talking about how, you know, eventually the Rockets are going to have to pay him and possibly, you want Al Perrin and possibly, you know, Jabari Smith and all of that. And we were saying that, you know, Jalen just hasn't, you know, by 23, you know, or 20, what was it, 23 or 22, we knew Jason Tatum was a bona fide star. Anthony Edwards was a bona fide star. So I bring that up to say if Jalen Green continues, at least finishes the rest of this season like this, and who knows, the Rockets may get in the play-in, Golden State has kind of started winning now, but if Jalen Green continues like this, like, is that enough for us to say he's a bona fide star? You know, as a bona fide star, you know, not just...
Well,
a,
again, let's go... Now, Stafford, this is awfully difficult because his ceiling is through the roof.
We're seeing a ceiling.
But his floor has been most of the season. You heard earlier on, Lance is like, well, how many points does he score a game? He is a scorer, and he's averaging just over, what, 18, 19 points a game right now?
He's 19 points.
19 points a game right now. So that is not what we're – now, this is a smallish sample size for us to be calling a guy a star. He is phenomenal when he's at the top of his game. He may have turned a corner. We don't know. Yeah. But calling him a star right now – is a little premature when he hasn't done it over a season yet.
Well,
his post All-Star games in all 3 years have been fabulous, but the season is an entire season, and pre All-Star game is much longer than post All-Star game.
It's once again, I want to try to avoid just making this all Jalen, you know, like deciding on his future because it was such a great win. However, I mean, since we're on the topic. Yeah, he's been here 3 years and doesn't have a complete season yet. Yeah. And this won't be a complete season. With that said, the ceiling, we saw flashes as a rookie when he went down the stretch and was averaging, he scored over 30 points a game, I think, for 10 straight games or more than that. This year, he is on one right now that's incredible. In the same season, we had 3 months that were, frankly, forgettable. You know, November, December, January. It's a big chunk of the season. But there is turning the corner for players. He was getting used to, and you know, he's not taking as many bad shots either. Like right now, I think he's kind of figured out letting the game come to him. And last year, this year he's averaging 16.2 shots a game. Last year, he averaged 17.9. He's shooting less too. Yes, he's scoring less than last year, but he's also shooting less than last year.
He's also better than he was last year right now because of the winning. He is definitely contributing to winning as opposed to what he has done in the past. And listen, because we started started down this road a little bit. What's interesting is he has played his entire career with Alpi. This small sample size without Alpi is interesting in that Jalen Green has actually come into his own without Alpi on the floor. I take what you want of it. Whatever the case may be, it's undeniable. He is different right now than he has been, even when he was playing great last year and the year before post All-Star game.
As a primary option.
As a primary option, and as far as contributing to winning, he's different than he's ever been. And Alpi's not on the floor. You got to take and the Rockets are going to have to take that for what it's worth as well.
Take this into account, John. Last year, he played 34.2 minutes a game. This year, he's playing 31.6, right? So he's playing about 2.5 minutes less per game this year. Last year, his rebound total, 3.7. This year, 5.1. Rebounds get him into the flow of the game.
Yeah.
Rebounds get him engaged with the game. And that's a big, you know, that's a big jump. You need to look for little signs. What are some signs over the year that show that maybe he's taking a step? And frankly, you can just tell. I mean, it's the whole team's taking a step. It's the whole team. It's having Amen. And this is why I knew Jabari was going to be the right guy. It was hard to sell it last year. His attitude about basketball, like, he's a ball player. That's what he does. Jabari is about ball. That's what he's about. You heard it in the post-game interview. Amen Thompson's about ball. These guys, you don't – there's not a lot of extra with them on the court. I mean, they're competitive, and they'll get into it. They'll scrap a little bit if you need to, which Rockets had a couple of dust-ups again yesterday. But Amen and Jabari on this team is the perfect balance of what you need. Yeah, you've got – you know, Fred VanVleet, did you see the video where they were using it where it's Jabari – Jalen Green and who was the third? And Amen Thompson are all looking right at, like, they're into their intent. Fred VanVleet is on the bench and it's during the timeout, and he's imploring them and he's telling them different stuff. They're all looking in his eyes. I remember when Steven Silas would talk to him. It's like nobody even, no one would look at him. Yeah, no one even, a lot of times he didn't do anything. Remember,
just
he would
walk
come
away.
Out,
just,
he would walk yeah. away and the other coaches would handle yeah. it. Now Fred VanVleet is in there and these guys are looking at Fred. They're talking to him, and Craig Ackerman, they showed the video, and they said he's an extension of the coaching staff.
Craig Ackerman, this is the first time that we've got Craig Ackerman excited.
Oh, my
God. Holy crap.
Oh, he's been excited before, no. but not for a team that's went like
no, not this. Not this he's on a different level
oh,
right
my
now.
God.
He's screaming every play. He is, Craig Ackerman is, I mean, I don't know that
he's
anybody,
so excited.
I don't know that anybody's having more fun right now than Craig Ackerman.
Lance, you talked about the minutes being down overall. Well, I guess if we're talking about what he is now without Alpi, the minutes are, he's nearly at 37 minutes per game. So
without
Alpi, so he would be top 6 minutes leader overall if this was stretched over an entire season.
Well, they're
so
asking him to do more.
He has to do more because he has yeah. to be their focal point. Yeah. So we've seen with the minutes increase, he's become a better right. player because their other best player isn't on the floor, and John talked about it. How do they balance that? What decisions are made?
Both of those guys have got to figure it out. They've got to figure it out.
And Oklahoma
because
State,
because you want this Jalen, you want Alpi at his best, but you want this Jalen as well. They're going to have to figure out how the ball distribution is, who's going to start the offense, all of those things. Because there was a time earlier this year, the offense has got, and players, not us, forget us. There have been player after player after player said the offense and for the Rockets, opposing players, saying that the offense has to run through Alpi. Maybe that's not the case. We'll see. We got to break it. Underdog Fantasy right now is what we need to talk about.
Underdog Fantasy, the tournament's here. You're playing. You're watching already. You got your brackets. If your brackets have gotten busted or whether they're still doing good, it doesn't matter. You can jump in. You can jump in today. Download the app. Use promo code Lance. And I'm going to tell you how you can play. But first, I need you to know you use promo code Lance. You are going to use that, and they're going to match your first deposit up to $100. You can start as low as $10, but why would you do that if they're matching your deposit up to $100? You want to go at least to $100 and get it doubled up, and then you start playing your Pick'em Challenge. This is you win. You can win frequently. If you watch ball, you know ball, you can really win, especially when you're using basically their free winners. They're giving you, in many cases, there will just be a day where they say you've got, you know, a bonus or you got a special in your lobby for the pick'em, and you go there, and it's like a player needs to get higher than 1.5 shots, or Scottie Scheffler. How about this one, golfer? They had him. All he has to do is go over 0.5 strokes. That's it. As soon as he tees off, that's a winner. I mean, and that's just one of the advantages that you have. But you go higher or lower than the stats they have indicated. You have to pick between 2 and 5 players, and you're going to win multipliers of your original play. You can win up to 100 times your original play. You can even play with their insurance feature, which gives you a chance to win if you pick 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5. Make sure you're playing Underdog Fantasy. Play along while you watch. It's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code Lance for double your original deposit. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to get in here with us on a wonderful, wonderful Astros starting the season against the New York Yankees. Starting the season against the New York Yankees in Minute Maid. If I'm not mistaken, the Yankees owned them in Minute Maid last year.
Wasn't as good, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good at all.
They didn't like it when we went there.
No, they never. Well,
you know, you can't get
the Astros can't win at home. I mean, that doesn't happen. I mean, that just doesn't happen. So, will the Astros win one of these games against the Yankees this weekend? That's a pretty good question. I mean, do you think that the Astros can possibly win a game at home? It's so inexplicable what they did last year in the postseason at home. It's just ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. As good as this team is, how they could have possibly just folded in the postseason the way they did at home. Down the stretch as well. I mean, they were just so good on the road, and at home just ridiculously bad. So that's got to change. The rotation is out. Renell Blanco, game 4, and J.P. France, game 5.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised to
Me
see
too.
That, but I mean, I don't know that it means anything necessarily. Here's why. There's a chance that Renell Blanco is going to be potentially out maybe when Verlander comes in, and so it might be easier to keep J.P. France in the same spot he was. Like, why would you not have J.P. France there unless you just like the way Renell Blanco's pitched?
Well, you know these guys. They've got all day. So Joe Espada is looking where, when Verlander comes back, where he'll slot.
You're right. He probably did that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Or maybe he just thinks Renell Blanco's throwing the ball better. Let's not forget, J.P. France started slowly this spring because he had a shoulder issue. So maybe Renell Blanco's just throwing the ball better right now, which he has been. Now, J.P. France had to face the Astros the other night while Renell Blanco faced Sugarland. So that was a lot tougher for J.P. France, but he didn't fare nearly as well. Although he did say, I thought I was throwing the ball really, really well, and Alex Bregman's actually the only guy that hit me hard. But Renell Blanco has been fantastic this spring, and maybe Joe Espada is going by that. And maybe J.P. France is built, I don't know. Now, J.P. France was fantastic last year as a starter. Out of nowhere, J.P. France came up and was great. Maybe they feel like J.P. France is better built for going to the pen.
Might be. You got to do what's best for the team right now. Yeah. So right now, what do you think is better for the team? A certain fifth starter in a certain spot, or having a guy in a bullpen? Like, do you think J.P. France offers more value as in a battle for a fifth starter role or in a bullpen?
Oh, well, if it wasn't for J.P. France last year, they don't get in the postseason. I mean, 11 wins out of a guy that was in the minors.
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, J.P. France took us all by, it was shocking. Now, Niall knew.
Yeah, it's one of our listeners who looks at minor.
Who's a minor league savant. Well, not really.
He just goes to the game.
He just goes, yeah, he loves minor league baseball.
Pays attention to him.
But he took us, it was like crazy. Yeah, without J.P. France pitching the way that he did last year, I mean, they won the division by one game. So, yeah, he was a key role. And again, his shoulder hurt him earlier this season. So he's maybe not ready for this. Maybe not as ready as, you know, he would have been otherwise. So, you know, Renell Blanco throwing fourth, that's great. That's great. We'll see how it all works out and whether Blanco's going to be. And let's not forget, Garcia's going to come back at some point. McCullers is going to come back at some point. Maybe. We'll see. But they've got this team's loaded for bear. It's just early on here. We'll find out what's going to happen, especially with the way that this schedule early on is the first 20 games. The easiest out is Kansas City, who's one of the favorites to win the Central Division. So if they finish 10-10 after these first 20 games, that'll be a nice start, actually. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's get La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
The shortest wait time in the business, gentlemen. Deportes. ¿Cómo están?
Bien, bien. ¿Cómo estás?
Todo bien. I got a little problem with Lance for that I handle. Lance, this establishment charged me $20 for a shot of Maestro Lobel. I said, let me take two. because they're soft and smooth, man. But $20, no, man.
¿Qué pasó, mijo?
No. Well, look, this, I was thinking about something you guys talked about yesterday, like Caleb Williams with the pink case and the fingernail tips. And didn't Chicago have Dennis Rodman, and he was wearing a wedding dress at one point, and he was, oh, that's just Dennis doing Dennis. So I had a question that popped into my head. Who's the most zestiest, Dennis Rodman, Caleb Williams, or Paul Gallant of the Gag Show?
Who's the last one?
Paul Gallant
of the Gag.
No, come on.
Gallant and George. Yeah, the Gag
the
Show. That's not the Gag Show.
GMG, if you want to shorten it. GAG.
Yeah, as opposed to when Vanessa was there. We're not doing that.
Well, that was not so great either.
We're talking
that name.
Zestiest. Dennis Rodman was okay.
What about Ricky Williams wearing a wedding dress?
He wasn't in Chicago, but yeah, you could go if you want to just. Because Ricky wasn't.
Well, we're just talking about zestiest athletes.
I think Dennis Rodman. That was Ricky just agreed to do that. This is a personal choice for Dennis. They're like, you guys are married. I at the documentary they talked about Ricky. They said you're basically married to Mike Ditka because he traded a whole draft for you. So why don't we do you're the groom and you're the bride? Ricky's like, what? There's not a football player alive at that time in 98, 99 that would have said, you know what? Yeah, let's get a dress on. Ricky did that because he's that comfortable. Dennis Rodman said, I would look good in this dress, this wedding dress. I'm definitely going to do this.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman. No. Well, we've had other athletes. I mean, Joe Namath wore pantyhose back in the early 70s. I'm going to tell you, that was like, wow.
Well, was
but he could
commercial.
Get away with it. It was for a commercial. But even still, back then it was like, what? Listen, if we're talking about zesty, Russell Westbrook has been zesty his entire career.
Why are you backing up, Del? Del's not comfortable with this.
No,
I don't think so.
Wait,
think
his outfits?
No, he just dresses poorly. He thinks it's stylish. I wouldn't call him zesty.
Yeah, I mean, he's worn like distressed tank tops or crop tops, but that's just him. Dressing, I don't think he would consider that zesty.
Wait a minute, if he was coming out in this NFL draft
coming
right
out
now,
is interesting phrasing.
Yeah, well, if he was going to be in this NFL draft dressing the way that he dresses,
but
there would be a lot of comments.
Yeah,
about
but there's a lot of dress.
Not really,
stuff he
because
wears, no.
The thing about Caleb isn't the way he dresses. At least it was the image of the fingernails and the color of the iPhone. It wasn't about dressing. People have accepted. Guys with money are going to look a way that isn't the way we normally would dress.
They all go to Paris Fashion Week now. Like somebody said something yesterday about D-Hop.
D-Hop has been with his dog and his man purse.
I don't think he actually has a dog. That was something we created. That's not a real thing. He doesn't have a dog and a man purse.
Oh, I'm pretty
That's
sure he does.
No, we just said it so much
Wait
that you
a
think
minute.
It's true. I don't think D-Hop carries a dog around a little dog around with him. That's something that's been created on the show as like a vibe of what you feel like you get from him.
Yeah, he likes bulldogs.
Yes, he does.
I'm looking at a bulldog.
Yeah, he's got a little dog. Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a little bulldog that he brings around with him.
Well, that's not a
dog. In a carrying case.
Yeah, it was
in
a puppy at the time.
That's a bulldog.
And here he is with his bag.
No, D-Hop never misses Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah.
This is a different time, John. This Fashion Week is, you don't know. These guys are fashionable. When you call a player zesty, you got to be careful now. You call Russell Westbrook, you get in trouble. Yeah, but that's just a puppy. That's a bulldog. Yeah. That's not a shih tzu or something.
Oh, I thought
that's not like a tiny, like you can't just call Russell Westbrook zesty. You can't even call him Westbrook.
Oh, he dresses zesty. I'm sorry,
you know
he does.
You will never go, if you say zesty
fashion.
Or Westbrook, you will never go to a game that he's at.
Westbrook, he dresses zesty. Zesty Westbrook. That's okay. There it is.
Wow.
There it is. I said it.
Man.
Okay.
If, oh, my God.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You're a little out of order yourself.
Zesty Westbrook.
Oh, I heard him.
I mean, that's
it. It was pretty clear.
He already said you're basically coming after his family. He's already
not after his family.
That's what he said.
It's a description of how he plays.
No. That's what he said.
He's a bricklayer.
That's what
he
said.
He's not a plumber. He's a bricklayer.
Then call him a bricklayer. Don't change his name.
You're going after his last name.
He doesn't like it.
You're coming after his mom and dad.
Okay. Oh, that comes after his family.
You're disrespecting his family name.
Oh, stop.
If you want to talk to him about not being able to shoot, call him A bricklayer. Don't say Westbrook.
Would you like it if people called you Granadont instead of Granado?
I don't care.
You're asking the wrong guy. He doesn't care about anything.
I don't care about anything. I really don't. Don't. You can call me whatever you want to call me.
Well, you can't call Russell Westbrook.
Can we start a list of things we can call John?
Yeah,
hey, whatever. Everyone call in. What do you think we can call John?
Let's go.
Yeah, and see if it insults him.
That's it. There's nothing. Okay, go ahead. Now, you keep it clean. Keep it clean.
All of a sudden, we got standards.
Well, no, we don't want to be swearing on the air.
I'll hit the button.
Time for me to talk about HRP. You got to keep it, speaking of keeping it clean. Listen, we got to call HR on you if you call into the show and say something egregious. All right, now, maybe I'll get called to the carpet with HR about my zesty Westbrook, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Here's the deal is, are you acting appropriately at work? Are there females there that you're inappropriate with? Keep your inappropriate behavior at home.
If you got to take care of those people, that's why you need HRP.
Well, yes, you need HRP. Yeah. You absolutely have to do something about that. You can't have inappropriate. You need HR training. HRP can supply that for your people too. Because you know what? Maybe you don't know what's appropriate and inappropriate at the job place. Don't make it uncomfortable. Don't make it so you're going to get sued by people at the workplace because you didn't have the standards that you need to have at your workplace. What is your workplace? I don't know. What widgets do you sell? What's your business? Your business ain't payroll. Your business ain't HR. Your business ain't taxes. That's what HR's business is. HRP's business is. HRP is going to be there for you, taking care of all that stuff. And you don't know about it. They do. They've been doing it. They're experts at it. So if you're looking for an HR and payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, the number. What is Robert? Robert, does Robert have an insult for me? Robert, what you got? Bring it.
Hey, John, man, I'm not going to give you an insult this morning, man. I'm going to give you high praise because you are the man of the people.
Thank you.
Russell Westbrook used to be my favorite player. But after I seen all that way he dressed as, you know, all zesty and whatnot, man, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Dennis Rodman was the only guy to pull that off. And all these weirdos doing this, brainwashed, dressing like that, I don't think that's the way to go. All these kids listening this morning, listen to the man of the people.
Thank you. Dress right, okay?
What is right?
I don't like that look either, but I don't think that makes Russell Westbrook zesty.
He's looking all zesty. I love that. Yeah, listen. Don't. How long before zesty gets banned, though? It will.
Well, when people like you are using it, it doesn't have long for this world.
No. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how zesty he's been.
I just typed in Russell Westbrook fashion. I mean, I haven't seen him put on a skirt. I was going to say never seen him put on a skirt. Then I got to 2000. and there he is in a skirt. That's one.
Uh-huh.
But usually it's tighter clothes and maybe holes in it that you don't think belong.
I think he just dresses poorly and he thinks it's fashionable. Look, I know fashionable. And Russell's not. Jalen is fashionable.
Yeah, this is the most fashionable shirt you own. Every day he's here in a t-shirt. He's got a golf shirt on. Why are you all dressed up today?
I'm comfortable. I'm not. Just put it.
I know. You put a golf shirt on, which is.
I'm going golfing today.
No.
I'm going to Carlton Woods.
Russell's.
No, you're not. To go see. They're not there yet.
Russell's mostly a slacks and jeans guy.
Those people? Did you just drop a those people hit it well, too?
What did you say about Russell?
I said he's mostly a slacks and jeans guy.
Yeah, he just cuts holes and everything and thinks he's doing something. Yeah. Or he wears glasses with no glass.
I mean, there's when he's out and about, maybe at a fashion week, you'll see something that John would consider zesty. But for the most part,
no,
he's not. When he's walking into
I think we've had Rockets dressing zesty.
When he's walking into an NBA arena, you're looking at you think those jeans are a little.
You ever
weird.
Seen Kyle Kuzma? Well, that's not even see Kyle Kuzma. They just dress weird. Like, it's just super. Kyle Kuzma does some of the, he wears some of the stupidest stuff I've ever seen. Ever.
Does he?
Oh, my God.
I've never seen him walking
as a super long. Oh, Kyle Kuzma maybe is the worst. I mean, he's really, he's honestly more. Have you seen how bad Washington is? He's honestly more concerned with what he's wearing than how
he's
playing.
Well, it's like the Rockets were.
I honestly don't think Kyle Kuzma, wait, he just can't wait till every game check comes in. I don't think he cares about
basketball
at all.
At this time last year, that was the Rockets. At this time 2 years ago, that was the Rockets. Okay. At this time, that's all they cared about was the drip. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's what was so.
And that was the Rockets. And now look at the difference in this team.
Here's one of Kyle Kuzma's.
That's so stupid. Do you see the new suits that are coming out? You know that commercial with Carmelo and Kendrick Perkins where they got the giant 1990 suits on? You see that one?
That's one
the
of
19. Are you listening?
Yeah.
The 1990 suits on. You know, that's a real thing now. Have you seen Justin Bieber at some awards? His the sleeves are like 2 feet past his hands.
So it's basically
it's real.
So it's
this is now the new look.
But that joke is about it's a longstanding joke about the 1990s the suits that guys were wearing. It's a longstanding joke, but actually the big baggy pants have come back again. Like the
shows
jeans,
the suit jacket,
the jeans. I'll have to take a look at that. I have not seen that, but it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. But I remember when it was baggy everything, and I definitely have seen that coming back. Yeah, Kyle Kuzma's just.
Yeah, here is. Look how stupid this is, Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
look at how stupid it is. I mean, it's a gigantic suit. The sleeves.
You go into a game. What is this, Kyle Kuzma?
God's sake,
do you care about anything?
You two have never sounded older.
No.
I know, but
really?
Nah.
Gigantic suit with
look,
the.
Man, at some point you dressed away and your parents were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no,
you
this doing? Is stupid.
It always.
This is stupid.
Why are you rolling up your cigarettes in your sleeve, John?
It's a cycle all the time. It happens all the time. You were dressing stupidly to your
this
parents.
This can't last, though. There's no way this
we'll
lasts.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Everything recycles. Like now, like mom jeans were a thing, and they'll go away.
No, that I get.
It'll all
mom
recycle.
Jeans? No, I don't know how that comes back.
Women.
You
I don't
can't
know,
look good.
When will
those,
this come back?
You can't. What is that?
I don't know what it is. I don't know why not. Why it's on me. Why it's in my time. Look, oh, it's Drea
Michelle.
Yeah, Drea Michelle.
You mean the woman who is... Who has spurred the Rockets towards
greatness.
A playoff run?
Thank you, Drea.
Allegedly one of.
Thank you for your service,
honestly,
Drea.
Honestly, if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and his 30 points a game were there, it wouldn't have mattered yesterday. They still would have gotten beat.
One of the best closers in basketball wouldn't have mattered?
I said what I said, Del.
Okay.
I'll tell you this.
Jabari Smith? I'm sorry, did you mean to say Jabari Smith, one of the great closers?
I don't know how he could have been much better than Josh Giddey was down the stretch. Or Williams.
Jalen Williams
was fantastic.
Do you like this? So my kids, like the whole family was in the bedroom watching a game. We hadn't done that since the Harden Rockets, where we're all sweating a game at the very end. And Snacks is getting so pissed off at Josh Giddey. He goes, I've never seen, or maybe it was Mason, I've never seen a more bagless player in my life get 30 on a team like this. Nothing in any of his bags.
He made a shot sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
I know.
Was that a top 10 shot?
That was a horse bag.
I'm not touched it.
Okay, which is tougher? NBA player dunking or making a shot sitting on the floor?
Okay, now you've never sounded older.
Up and under in between layup?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Shot of the day.
Whatever. It's just a layup.
Well,
NBA players make layups all the time.
That wasn't...
Just a layup.
No, that was fantastic.
It's just a layup.
A dunk.
NBA players
make... Oh, he dunked an NBA player dunk!
NBA players make shots through contact all the time. Better not be on the top 10. Stupid ESPN.
757
but
ESPN.
You're trying to put Jamal Shedd's dunk number one.
Ridiculous.
Well, that was ridiculous. A 6'1 guy going up like that, grabbing a board and throwing it down.
It's never happened.
That was over 6'8 guys. That's ridiculous.
Nate Robinson never
That's
did
my
that.
Guy.
He's like 5'9",
Don't even start blasting.
Stop it. It was a putback dunk, John. It's okay.
I know. It's time for you to take a break right now. You need to compose yourself.
Look at this. Okay, so I did say, you know, I was at the church of Jalen last night because he was playing well. Just a little play on words. And then you said he's the saint of procreation, Dell.
The patron saint.
And then patron saint. And Tom said, there's a lot of people right There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people that are calling Jalen our father right now. that's not yet.
Well, no, there's a lot of people calling him father.
Our father.
Yeah.
That's not
there's
the
three
joke.
Newbies.
That's not the joke.
Three newbies calling him our father.
Good. Guess
time
what?
To talk. Time to take a break. 713-780-3776.
Your Florida team suck, by the way.
Yeah, I don't root for. Oh, why don't we yell at the Magic? We're not going to yell at the Magic.
Yeah, the Magic's Magic suck blow ass too. We can't get any help from.
Can
anybody.
We break it? Thanks.
ESPN 97.5.